every move we make. Oh, we're all included on the list.
Calumnies have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us.
All right, welcome back to hour number two of the now expanded two-hour Sane Asylum. It is always an honor and privilege to have the brilliant Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9, on as co-host. And Frederick, we got cut off. But I guess when you have the Synagogue of Satan controls the media, controls the government, controls Big Pharma, controls education, what are you going to get? You're going to get Talmudic insanity, and that is, we just heard a clip of that young British woman who has cut off her breasts, buzz cut like she's a Marine, and thinks she's manly. She's not. She's just a weird-looking chick who got pregnant, and now a clown world on steroids and hormones. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, but at the same time, it's dangerous because we are building up an army of people that see normal relationship, you know, normal European society as the thing that has to be destroyed. You know, one of the things we talk about is, you know, all these cultural Marxist victim groups all target white Europeans as the oppressor, right? You know, that's the Marxist strategy of let's you and them fight. So they move in, say, we're the victims, and you have to accept us no matter how depraved we are, how degenerate we are, how much crime is involved, how much disease is involved with our culture. You have to accept it. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to destroy everything that you hold dear. You know, and that's just part and parcel of a diverse culture, right? You know, is you have to give up everything to appease us. And the catch is we can never be appeased. We're totally miserable people. And that's the thing with these people that you sort of have a sympathy for them because they are completely miserable. They're completely lost. They don't know who they are. They've been programmed to think what they are was wrong and damaged. You know, they're programmed to hate their families and be ashamed of their families. They've probably gone through abuse from, you know, this culture. That's the thing, is this culture can't produce anything. That's why it's called degenerate. So they have to recruit. So that's when you get, you know, all these children getting molested, and lo and behold, they turn out to be people like this that are having transgender surgery and learning how to lactate through hormone therapy and stuff. It's just, you know, sad but dangerous.
Totally sad and totally dangerous. We'll play one more quick clip. And at first I thought this was a spoof, and then I watched it a couple more times, and I think that it's real. But either way, it's like some people are like, well, you know, Gen Z, man, they're gonna save everything and write everything. And I'm not so sure about that. Let's see, which number is it? Here we go, clip number 14, Sam. So this is Gen Z special snowflakes meeting a regular white redheaded guy for like a dinner or a drink. And I don't think this is a parody. I think this is how they operate. So check this out, Frederick.
Are you going to introduce yourselves, or do I have to do it for you?
I'm Bethany. I'm a triracial cisgendered girl fag. I identify as pansexual, and my pronoun is she.
Okay.
Hi, Emerson.
Gender fluid, heteroromantic, demisexual mutt, and redhead. My pronoun is Z.
Hey, I'm Rabbit, genderqueer, tax attorney. I identify as Jennifer Aniston. Just kidding. V-member.
DX. Chinese, Mexican, agender, intersex, AFAB. My pronoun is they.
Okay. All right, is it okay if I ask a few questions?
Better than to assume you know the answers. Are you going to introduce yourselves?
That's the short clip, Sam. That's it. Frederick, I don't know what half those words mean, and I have a vast vocabulary. And I don't even know what that means, but it's like they're special snowflakes on steroids and hormones. And it's like the level of narcissism, of self-absorption, is just so, I can't even fathom it, man. I mean, I pretty much insulate myself from ridiculous people like that. But what does that even mean, half that stuff? I don't even know.
Well, you know, you hit it on the head. This is narcissism 101, where these people are just thinking they are the most special snowflake in the world, yeah. And they're aspiring to celebrity status. That, you know, oh, I'm going to be the next Madonna. I'm going to be the next Cher because I am such a unique individual. And, you know, a lot of people always remember the story of Narcissus gazing at himself in the pool, but right. Very few people remember the other part of the story, which is Echo. Echo was the one who was cursed by Hera for basically, you know, keeping her occupied while Zeus went out and had an affair, but she was cursed that she could never, ever have her own words again. She would only be able to repeat what other people said. And so you have this narcissistic group of, I call them NPCs, non-player characters, because right. All they can do is repeat whatever their peer group has established as the vocabulary, as right. You know, this week's language, and next week is going to be totally different, but you know, you have to be able to keep up with the language to be part of the cool kids, you know, the celebrity crowd, right?
Yep.
And that's what they don't produce anything. They're not talented. They're not nearly as talented as they think they are.
Yes.
You know, and it's all about look at me. Oh, I'm so special. And they have no sense of, you know, definitely don't have any sense of community, real community pride,
right.
No, yep. You know, family, church, nation, you know, yep. None of those things matter to these people. It's all yep. About experience and, you know, where's the next party?
You know? So true. Yeah.
You know, so it's just sad. That, yeah, this is what I see here, you know, these, you know, Appalachian State University, you know, all the students coming in here from all over the world, and they're all just super special, you yeah. Know, and you try to talk to them, and, you know, they can't. They cannot hold a conversation, and they definitely don't want to talk about anything that, you know, goes against their cognitive dissonance of their little, you know, worldview. You know, right. You can't challenge anything because they immediately dismiss you as, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You're one of those, you know, those type of, it's just the dismissiveness of this youth culture is just amazing. I sound like an old grandpa here, but yeah, that's what I see, you know, trying to, you know, talk to these people, and it's just, it's sad.
Yeah. Oh, I run into the same thing. In fact, you know, this is like the Venn diagram intersection of the protocols and the Communist Manifesto. Is that they've succeeded with people like that clip. I mean, they are not loyal to their parents, not loyal to their grandparents, not loyal to their family of birth or the idea of creating their own family. They're just a special snowflake who's just going to be in a communal environment with these other ridiculous special snowflakes. It's so tragic. But there we are. That's what we have.
And they think that friends peer group is going to last them forever.
Right.
That's the thing. I totally reject my family and my old community, you know, my church, my scout group, et cetera. You know, I'm going out to where the beautiful people are, right? You know, the interesting right. People, you know.
Yeah.
And those people are going to be the first to sell you out if you need anything, you know. They're going to disappear in a heartbeat when you actually need something. But, you know, when everybody's at the party or the march or the, you know, the activists, you know, whatever they're doing, then yes, everybody's great, you know.
Yep.
But when it's, you know, I need help from a friend, you realize these people are incapable of that aspect.
Brilliant insight, and you are truly a brilliant guy, and it's an honor to have you on. Let's open up the phone lines. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And our first caller is a paisan in West Virginia. Chance, welcome. What's on your mind?
hey, dudes, you know, when that dimwit said slutty cow, right, the first thing that popped in my the first thing that popped in my mind was Elsie the cow laying on her back with her four hose behind her neck. Hey, thanks a lot for playing.
Man. That's an image.
Yeah, really now. Hey, thanks for playing the Zach, man. I used to see him when he played his Halloween shows at the Palladium in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, what a genius. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm telling you. Now, the reason why I call now, guys, dig this. Imagine being a normal single guy nowadays looking for a female companion, right? First, you got to demand, drop the damn draw so I can check if you're a real female, right?
Right.
And then number two, you got to ask her, man, you aren't on any antipsychotic prescriptions, are you? Number three, you got to ask her, did you get the bubonic Jew jab? Because I don't want you shedding all your damn cooties all over my Johnson. You know, and then you got to ask her, can you hard boil a friggin' egg? You know, and then you got to ask her, can you tell the difference between a frying pan and a pansexual? I mean, is it any wonder these guys nowadays that are single would rather play friggin' video games? I mean, really now. What's your take, guys?
Frederick, you first.
Oh, hi, Chance. Happy Sunday. Good call. Yeah, I feel for these young men out there that do have traditional values, that do want to have a family, have a home, you know, be part of a sane community. And, you know, where do you go to meet women? And, you know, if you're in class, like at a university setting or something, yes, you know, are you really a woman, for one? You know? Do you plan to stay a woman, you know? Is that, you know, your long-term goal?
Did you ever think you would have to ask that question, man? This is how crazy shit is, man. I'm glad I'm 63. Yeah. Okay, guys. Great show, man. Keep on rocking now, dudes.
Thanks for the call, Chance. You know, what I would do, Frederick, and if I had, you know, we wanted children, but the Jew jab destroyed my wife's ability to do so, is what I would tell my son or daughter is you need to, if you seriously want to find a wife or a husband, you need to find a real church, not a Zionist Christian church, a real church. And you need to join it. We'll all join it if we're not already in a church. Let's go find one. I want to help you find decent people. I want to know more decent people myself. At this point, you have to find a community in the real term, not the communitarianism, Bolshevik 2.0 mind rape term. And you need to find other like-minded people, vet them, make sure they're the real deal, and then get to plant your... plant your seed. That was a bad pun. But you need to plant some roots, right? And that's the only way these days you can have that, don't you think, Frederick?
Right. And, you know, one of the things that we're dealing with is, you know, realizing that white Europeans were sucker punched into thinking we weren't supposed to have large families because we needed to help save the planet, right?
Yep.
And, you know, that was a big lie. And so now our numbers are down. We need to get those white population numbers back up. So we need these young people having children. But what a minefield they are up against in trying to pursue that. And I think that's also part of the plan is, you know, you've got so many young men, especially, that are just going MGTO, you know, just, you know, yep. men going their own way, you know.
Right.
And that's sad. That's a very lonely existence. And, you know, but we need to be getting these young people together. So, you know, we got to get those matchmakers out there to, you know, pair up sane individuals that are actually yes. biological male and female.
Yeah, and I forgot to credit that clip, that disgusting clip about the cow, Elsie the cow, as Chance made a great joke. That was Heinrich and his lovely wife at Red Ice. They're so good at
yes,
what they do. And shout out to them, and that was their clip. Okay, next call, Miles from Maine. Welcome, Miles. What's on your mind?
Giuseppe Paisano, che cazzo fai?
Hey, Gizadiz, che cazzo fai?
Yeah, hey, you know, that Sam, he's double sharp, man. You guys got to give him a raise. And, you know.
We'll just have him drop his drawers.
Good Lord Almighty. So,
the reason I said that is when I had my first job when I was 15 years old, I worked at Cola's Italian Inn as a dishwasher because I, you know, needed money. And the owner was Mike Cola, a really nice guy, sharp guy, Italian guy. And his son Rick was the cook. And I'm washing dishes. It was like my third or fourth day there, and I'm just. And Rick was a real wise guy, a clever guy. And he goes, "Yeah, listen, I like you, Giuseppe, but if you're gonna, you got to get ready because if you go and ask my father for a raise, he's gonna tell you to drop your drawers." And I looked at him for a second, then I burst out laughing because I didn't get the joke at first. But so that's why I said that.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good checklist by. That was a nice checklist he got out there. Also, I think Blackbird, it's good to hear him all the time, but he might need to consider changing his show to the name of his show to Flying with the Blackbird or something, or Flipping them the Blackbird. But, and then they had your fella in here this weekend, Io, and he was on Fetch's show, and Fetch kind of took him directly, like straight on, and it was a good show. But
I didn't know that. I'll have to listen to that.
Fetch addressed some of the issues I speak about, and that's one of the things I was going to ask you. You know, this teacher to turn into a librarian. I mean, I want you to ask Io if the Jew is the problem. You know, I mean, because that's all we see is, and sure enough, I mean, people can look into that and see what's going on with that. But there's other problems here that we need addressed. And Io, I think, and Fetch got into it. He's like, what are you telling your people about the white people that have been abused for no reason? Because, you know, you're listening to the Jew. And Fetch took him to task pretty good, I would say.
I'll have to hear that. You know, I mean, I respect and I get that. To me, the reason I'm working with Io and Dave and supporting it and was really excited initially when Kanye West came out is because the blacks, those low impulse blacks, that is all because of the Talmudic Jew. They play them like a fiddle. They use them like a blunt instrument, right?
That's right.
And everything you're saying is right. But if we don't get some intelligent blacks like Io, and he wrote the book Jews Are the Problem, if he can wake up some other blacks and eventually those low impulse types start blaming Whitey and stop blaming Whitey and start blaming Jewy, somehow we have to take this satanic cancer down, or as Blackbird 9 calls it, the slime mold. And anybody who's willing to, you know, put his neck on the line like this guy Io is, I don't agree with everything he has to say.
Exactly.
He's an intelligent guy, and I like talking to him. But So.
And he makes some really good points. And,
right, exactly.
You know, for him to put out the book, and it's great to have him around. I mean, seriously, but we need to ask him the pointed questions to see if he can be our mediator to make some type of coalition here. You know, that's kind of
the
position.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyone would benefit from hearing him. And also, I just wanted to ask, with these trannies and everything. You know, we've seen nothing but violence out of them, actually. And I want to know if they're keeping any FBI crime statistics on this kind of thing with these trannies, assaulting people and threatening them and breaking into these capitals and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I was just looking. Let me tell you, I can tell you exact. I was reading this today. There's a really cool website called hotair.com, and I was reading David Strom put up some stuff. And this is a fellow named Michael Shermer, and he said point blank, there is no genocide against trans people. FBI crime stats for 2020, a total of 266 hate crimes against transgender people, 44 murder. Murder rate of 2.66 per 100,000 transgenders versus general population murder rate of 6.52 to 100,000. So in 2021, 32 trannies were murdered. So it's even lower. So this, I mean, they're deranged on these this hormonal and drug cocktail. So they're the violent ones. Nobody's other than a psycho is going after them. Nobody cares about them, right? So
exactly. And this tranny violence, what percent is actually tranny? I mean, to commit all this violence. And then, you know, my next comment here is, if these trannies produce gargoyles, is the CPS going to get involved like they do with everyday citizens who want their kids to be Christians or pursue homeschooling? I mean, will they get involved and say, these trannies are producing, children that are whatever the case might be that they can produce? And with that, Giuseppe, have a good show, and I'd love to hear that show, Flipping Them to Blackbird.
Thanks for the call. Great call.
And you got any thoughts, Frederick, before we move on?
The reality of how violent the homosexual culture is, or subculture is one of the biggest, open secrets out there. You're not allowed to talk about it. But that's the reality, especially with this, the lesbian culture. I mean, it is insane how violent that culture is and how much domestic violence there is, right? But you don't ever get to talk about that. And back when I was living in the Research Triangle area, there was such a huge homosexual community there. And, you would just say, since my ex-wife was part of the art world, we were, up to our necks in it, right? And I always had to keep my mouth shut. But, it was just amazing, just the debauch and the violence in those circles. And that, they always say, oh, those old horrible white Christians, especially those Southern people, they abuse their women and their children. And it's like, no. If you want to talk about where the real abuse is, look in these homosexual culture subcultures. It's just insane the amount of abuse that takes place at all levels, physical and psychological. I mean, talk about some mind games. These people, they will destroy a person just for fun. I mean, it's insane.
Oh, I mean, the level of deviancy, sadomasochism, and the physical abuse, like you said, that, literally beating the hell out of someone while you're seeking to bring them to release. That's their deal, right? And then you don't even... We don't need to talk about where they put their fists, and it's not in somebody's mouth, it's at the back door. I mean, it's just sick subculture, and yet it's being championed by these deviant, satanic, installed leadership we have right now. It's just unbelievable. Why would anyone have pride in this kind of sick satanic activity? It's beyond me.
And like you said, it reduces to a sadomasochistic culture. It is a master-slave system. Yeah. You have a clear abusive dominant and a, receptive or a subservient that, is the, that gets off on being mistreated and thinks that's what they deserve, And that's just the sick nature of this, but that's the reality. But you're not allowed to talk about that during Pride Month, right?
Yep, exactly. It's unreal. All right, let's move on to Brian in Kansas City. Brian, welcome. What's on your mind?
Are you there, Brian? Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that Shabbat Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, okay? I'm sure you know who that guy is, okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I look at his picture, and he's got this black thing around where his third eye is, and it's cubic. Well, right there, that tells you he's evil, because evil energy works in cubes or linear. Divine energy is always circular, okay? But he had some article he published or whatever in 1994 how the in Ukraine they were going to instigate a war against the Ukrainians, against the Russians. Did you read that article?
I'm very familiar with good old Rabbi Schneerson, as is Frederick, but please continue.
Well, he said the Russians are going to think that they're defending their national interests. The Ukrainians are going to think they're just surviving. But the Slavic, basically the Aryan blood of those people, we can't control it. So we have to destroy them. So
exactly.
What we want to do is have a little reservation in northern Ukraine when we're done, and we'll put a few of the Slavs there, and the Russians will break them up. We'll use our divide and conquer, and then we'll end up destroying Russia. Well, it was yesterday I was listening to Benjamin Fulford, and I know some people just think he's terrible, but with what I'm doing, information I get from him on the spiritual realms that he gets from the dark, it just is spot on with what I get. And there was some journalist, I think in Moldova, that asked Zelensky about the fact that Prochigin, that head of the Wagner group, that private military company, mm-hmm. Wagner and Prochigin as their leader, that he was actually contacting Ukraine. And Zelensky got really fidgety and uncomfortable over that and started acting funny. So Fulford, and this was his radio show or whatever he has every week, he checked on his sources and he said, what is the deal with Zelensky getting uncomfortable with this Prochigin? And they said, well, they're both members of Shabbat. And that in Bakhmut, that battle of Bakhmut where they kept funneling all of these four Ukrainian Aryans into that battle, and they were just getting decimated, that Zelensky would send all these poor untrained kids and old people to Bakhmut, and then he would transmit to Prochigin where they were at, okay? And then the Russian artillery would kill them, and that the average lifespan of these four people was 4 hours. And it just fit because I don't know if you're familiar with Edith Lavelle, the British nurse in World War One that discovered that there was train loads in Belgium where she was a nurse of food from the Allies going to the Germans because they didn't want the Germans to surrender. They had to keep the killing of the Aryans, the Goy. They had to keep it going. So they were sending food, through Belgium to the Germans. And she called them out on it. So the British called the Germans and said, you have to execute her. And she was executed. So, and wow. Then there were instances of that in World War II where MI6 had all these, the cream of the crop of Netherlands, and they trained them in espionage, and then they would parachute them over, France or wherever, I guess the Netherlands in that case. And then, of course, MI6 would tell the Nazis, the bad Nazis, the deep state for Germany, because Hitler wouldn't know about it, where they were.
Brian, I'm going to have to stop you. We're hitting the bottom of the hour break. Stay on the line, and I'm sure Frederick has a lot to say about your observations, so stay tuned after these messages for the final 30 minutes of the Sane Asylum.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we kick off the show with Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loathed by everyone. It's not unusual to be expelled by everyone. When we see you messing around with everyone, it's not unusual to name the two. Oh, you know I do. It's not unusual to take note of who's to blame. For usury and media lies, it's all the same. When the people figure out who has rigged the game, it's not unusual, it happens every year. No matter what you hear, those bankers pay for all their crimes. I can't disavow another pogrom now. You know what happens all the time. Why don't I?
All right, welcome back to the final 30 minutes. Coming up, the King of Sunday Night, the one and only Robert Ravel in Incendiary Radio. And Wild Pasture, that's the real deal. With all the garbage going into so-called organic meats at the supermarkets, you know you can get some excellent clean protein from them. And please support Republic Broadcasting in any way you can, because if they don't get some magic shekels, they may not be here. So if you're wealthy, write them a check. All right, Frederick. Brian had a lot to say. Your thoughts on that?
First off, thanks for playing the song by Miss Emily. Love Pistachio Girl. She and Warren do such great work. I love her.
Yeah, for sure.
Total fanboy.
Me too.
But yeah, Rabbi Schneerson, you know, he was like Zabbatai Zevi and Jacob Frank. You know, he was the Jewish Messiah, and he was going to bounce back to life any time now. And he was the one that's big on that, you know, Daf Yomi page a day, you know, the Talmud. And he always wore the Teflon or the Prolactes. And, you know, that is symbolic of that hidden hand, the black cube 777. It's the whole system of, you know, ruling from the shadows. That's what that whole symbolism is on those headbands and the leather straps they put on for their so-called prayers. And all those prayers are about waging war on people like you and I. And I'm against it. But yeah, and he, you know, he's spot on that, you know, in 94, Schneerson had this plan about let's you and them fight, where he was going to pit the Russian Slavs against the Ukrainian Slavs to clear out the lands for, you know, Khazaria 2.0 in the event that the Israeli project collapses, that, you know, the Jews were all going to go into Ukraine. And so this is part of that clearing it out. And he, you know, talked about how the Slavs could never be conquered. They could only be destroyed. In other words, they can't make them slaves, so therefore they have to be killed. And so, yeah, I think he's spot on with that.
Excellent, excellent. All right, that was a great call. Let's move on. We got quite a few people. Derek in Boston. Derek, welcome. What's on your mind? Oh, Derek's gone. All right, let's move on to the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Paul in California. Welcome, Paul. How are you? What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for that intro. I hadn't heard that in a while. You know, I'm a little disappointed with this new appointment, Cohen. I was kind of hoping I could see Lena Wynn in there so I could hear you say Chinese tree monkey. For years to come, you know, but I won't be able to hear Chinese tree monkey for years to come now. So,
well, you never know. I mean, they're dropping like flies, so she might be around. Yeah, God, do I despise her. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's all the humor I'm going to engage in. I was going to actually say to you, you know, you've heard me have humor before. You know, I am capable of it.
But, oh, yeah, you got a very great wit, yeah.
But at times I feel like I was just going to say to you tonight, what are you trying to do, trigger me? Of all the things I've heard, going back, you know, years, actually, I can't recall just feeling more anger and revulsion than that clip with the little child talking about swinging. I felt like...
Oh, I know.
You know what I was reminded of? And I know you're a movie guy like me, and you'll remember this scene very well. One of the most visceral scenes in my living memory of where I felt the rage that they wanted you to feel, I felt the rage of the character, was that scene in The Deer Hunter where that North Vietnamese, that Viet Cong, kept slapping Robert De Niro, going, "Mow, mow, mow, mow."
Yeah, of course.
And I couldn't wait. I remember, you know, it's been years since I saw it, but I couldn't wait to get my hands on that guy. I just wanted to kill him so bad.
Same here, absolutely.
And I was so happy when, you know, because Robert De Niro goes, "Put an empty chamber in that gun." And then he finally got to it, and it's just like, it was so satisfying.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much how I feel about the Jews. I kind of feel like what they count on is our reluctance to wipe them out. And sometimes I think to myself, what is it that they have to do for us to want to wipe them out? Now, I can only speak personally that I've had thoughts like this for quite a long time, and I mostly just try to keep it, you know, in the back, burner, shall we say, because you have to live your life, right?
Right,
but really, what do they have to do? And I won't go on. I could go on a longer rant. That was an interesting call by Brian. I actually had not heard that aspect about Edith Cavell, about being shot as a spy. I mean, generally, you're not going to shoot a female nurse as a spy, and if that's true, well, then I pose the question, what is it they have to do? And here's the one shot I'll take on my way out. All you listeners out there, hear me well. What's the difference between Rochelle Walensky and Donald Trump? And I'm going to answer it for you. Nothing. They both skipped the vaccine. They want us to die. That's the thing about these people. It's not when with Jews you lose, right? That's just a nice way of saying something. No. With Jews, they're going to try to kill you slowly but surely over time. And I swear to God, there's only one way out of this, and it's Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken's way. Thanks for hearing my call, buddy.
You know what? There's nothing I can cannot. I'm 100% in agreement with you, and it blows my mind, Frederick, that the normies allow their children to be stolen, children to be raped, children to be groomed, their living wage, manufacturing jobs, everything that's wrong with this country. In fact, let me pull up this graphic and quickly read it, because it is exactly this is the Jewish blessings that we've dealt with in the so-called Jewish century of the last 100-110 years. Communism, Marxism, Zionism, the fake Holocaust, 80 million decent brothers and sisters dead in World War II, Bankster War II, usury banking, Holodomor, another 11 million innocent whites murdered evilly by the Jew, Russian Revolution, endless wars, African slave trade, violent feminism, open borders, mass migration, white replacement, critical race theory, 9/11, attack on the United States by Israel, USS Liberty, race mixing, miscegenation, 1965 Immigration Act, mass vax campaign, COVID-19, transgenderism, pedophilia, child trafficking, sodomy, porn industry, BLM, Antifa, and the Federal Reserve. Those are our Jewish blessings, Frederick. Your thoughts on Paul and Mai's statements?
But it's, it's the 6 gorillion, and they're not all bad. You know, it's just the 99.99% give the rest of them a bad name.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what does it take to get past this, cognitive dissonance spell they have us under? And that's, you know, to stand up and be who we are. We are a great and noble people, and they've got us completely atomized and psyched out. But we're actually a round table. I think it was the round table that landed Graham Hart in prison, was when we were talking about strategically moving forward. What we had to do was break down the spell of the Holocaust, because that is their go-to victim status. And if we can break that spell, then we can start holding them accountable for all the things they've been doing to us for all these thousands of years, and especially in the last 20 years since 9/11. I mean, it's amazing to me, what we have had to endure by these chicken swingers since 9/11 at the very local levels. That's the thing is, all of these chicken swinger cells, highly trained, highly organized, highly financed, moved into all these communities and started destroying them. But, all their, great diversity, inclusivity, and all their noble truths that they know are BS. This is the thing, is they don't allow those things in Israel. That's the, I always say, the litmus test, any double stand or the master slave system is the double standard. Yep. And it's like, why can't they do this in Israel? It's like, this is because this is weaponized warfare. This is fourth generation, fifth generation warfare against us. They want us dead. And we need to wake up to that fact.
How insidiously brilliant is it that dating back to the rise of humanity after the antediluvian flood, which is documented in every great holy book of any people on earth, they all say the same thing happened, so I tend to believe it did happen. And how insidious is it that they were the cancer, or like you like to call them, the slime mold, took down the Egyptian Empire, took down the Roman Empire, took down the Ottoman Empire, and they're making short order of the American Empire. And every time the evil, the Canaanites, the Hidden Hand, the Phoenicians, the Pharisees, whatever you want to call the real satanic synagogue of Satan, they always surround themselves with the lesser brethren, with good old Ira the CPA and Moshe owns the deli, and now with all the poor misunderstood homosexuals, all the poor misunderstood trannies. Love is love, isn't that right, Goyim? I mean, how soullessly brilliant is it to do your dirty work and get to take over these empires and still maintain a victim status? It's unbelievable to me.
Yes. It's just, like I said, that they are expert spellcasters, that is for sure. And they are not us, and that's the whole thing is,
yeah.
My cognitive dissonance is realizing that this is a completely alien people. They do not think like us. They just hold us in the utmost contempt. They hate us with every fiber of their being, but they can schmooze us. They can play us. And always, like you said, they can turn on the, oh, we're the victims. Oh, and it's the old proverb about the Jew cries out in pain as he strikes you,
That's right.
That's like, that's just their MO. That's how they operate. And hopefully, thanks to the internet, we're wising up to their methods and procedures and can offer up our counter procedures, but hopefully before it's too late.
Amen, Frederick. Amen. All right. Our next caller is Michael from California. Michael, welcome. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to start with one. My first quote is from a guy named Jiddu Krishnamurti. It's no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. And then the other one, which I learned, that's from Krishnamurti, who was a spiritual guy. And the other one is Truth is Hate, for those who hate the truth, which I got off your show, Giuseppe. So
that's from Frank in North Carolina, who passed a few years back. That was his.
So they're going to be passing these laws. Okay, that tells me the Jews getting worried that they're going and they're passing laws against us. But we need to go to court and just say, hey, we either have free speech or we don't. We either have a free speech here in the United States or we don't. So this is going to get tested as this fucking administration and this Jewish administration start trying to tamp down, our free speech rights. Yeah, that's one quote I have there. And then my other one is I was an electrician, and I quit. I retired because they were going to make me take the job. And so I said, fuck it, I'm out of here. But
good for you.
I was in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and they were all on board with the jab. In fact, they made all the apprentices. If they didn't take it, they threw them out of the program. So it was jacked up. It was really jacked up. And the other thing is the people that said, oh, no, there was no COVID virus. No, there was, because I caught it. I got sick. So whatever the spike protein, whatever the shit they were spraying on us, yes, I believe it was real. It's I didn't go for the other direction saying, oh, there's no COVID. There was something. I don't know what it was, but they were spraying us. They were spraying us with some type of laboratory stuff. But Blackburn, it's good to talk with you. I'm going to take a trip here to West Virginia, back that area. I hear it's really nice. And so anyway, I like your guys' show. And you guys have a good Sunday evening. Good talking with you.
Great call, Frederick.
Yeah, great call. Great quotes. I love those. And yes, tip of the hat to Frank from South Kakalaki. North Carolina. Mike's in South Kakalaki. Frank in North Kakalaki, Mike in South Kakalaki. But Frank was awesome with that, they can't stand the truth. And that's like the old saying that, good can tolerate evil to a point, but evil cannot tolerate good. And this is their intransigent nature, that they cannot stand anything good and noble. They can't stand the truth. They can't stand facts. I always talk about my hate facts. And yes, they are ramping up. Biden's got his Deborah Lipstadt his czar on anti-Semitism, and they're running through all these state and national level anti-Semitism laws that are all cookie cutter off the same, you know, yep. Chabad Lubavitch ADL template. You know, it's all the same thing, even our local Boone ordinance. And so I would love for the town of Boone to haul me into court, and I would love to take on their legislation in a court of law. You know, I might be spending some time in the chicken shack, but as corrupt as our legal system's in, but right. It would be a good exercise just to expose it for what it is. And better people than I have gone to prison for these same issues. And it's, you know, might take that, but you know, we've got to stand up to this cabal, or you know, we're going to go extinct. This is an existential dilemma we're in.
Well stated. Friday, I had the brilliant, as you named them, those darn short Schaefer kids on the show, and the intro I put together, hats off to Handsome Truth and GTV Flyers. They took that quote from that clip from Biden talking about, we have a national policy against hate and anti-Semitism, and this is what we're going to do, And at the whole time below him, they kept placing the bottom half of the screen with their flyers, pointing out that everything he says is just bullshit, and he's just a Jew marionette. And it's just crazy, Frederick, that the normies continue to put up with this. I mean, what do we have in this country if we don't have free speech? I don't give a rat's ass if some chicken swinger doesn't like that I see through all his lies, right? And my favorite proverb is the Russian one that fish swim, birds fly, Jews lie. There is nothing exactly. that a Jew can say to me that I believe. I know they're all working towards the synagogue of Satan agenda of the Jew world order. I mean, I can tell they can pill pull me till the actual end of reality. They'll never convince me. I see it for what it is, and we need more people to literally see it for what it is, don't we?
Exactly. That's the thing, is that pill pull strategy of, you know, they do not believe in objective truth. The truth to them is whatever it needs to be for them to win at the time. This is the nature of an intransigent adversary. They have to win, especially against the goyim. And so they'll tell you anything that they can think of that they think you might believe or be intimidated by. You know, that's the thing, is they love to threaten you. If they can't bamboozle you, they threaten you, and they make good at it. You know, all these Mossad assassins and little S&M running around, you know, they will beat you up, and they will, yep. you know, kill you if they get a chance. You know, that's why you stay strapped. In case they come at you, you can at least scratch them back.
Yep, exactly right. Take the Paul from California strategy, which at this point in the decline of this country is the only viable strategy, I think. But like I said many times, where's the warrior class? We need to start scratching back. That's a great way to put it. We've got another caller, Mike from Kentucky. Welcome, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, it did take several hundred years, I think, for the Europeans to finally rise up against the cabal at the time that was, I think it's up to 1 million slaves were kidnapped out of Europe. You know, old Barbara Eden and I Dream of Jeannie. It's kind of accurate. We got lots of cousins, you know, going back to whatever, 700, 800
right.
A.D.
Yeah.
Because of the Muslims and their cooperative brokers and slaves would be the Jewish yep. folks that got kicked out of Spain. And what's his name? John Hagee tried to make the four eclipses that occurred in the 1490s as a harbinger for that happening. But if it was a harbinger, it would have had to have happened before they got kicked out.
Right.
It was more of a harbinger for the American natives that were doing all the, if you've seen Apocalypto, they were doing all kinds of occult stuff in Mesoamerica, mainly Aztecs and Mayans. But what I caught right. about is William Benny reminded me and I just found the video a couple months ago. It was over a year ago, I think now, where he gave an interview, and I can't remember the name of the show, but he pointed out rather aptly that the First Amendment is gone, and for a long time, because of the FBI and other investigative community policing techniques and tactics of infiltrating anybody and everybody from churches to upstart political groups. Who knows, they may be on watching or manipulating the executive committees, even at the county level of the different, you know, the two main parties. But if we don't have the freedom of assembly, you know, to gather without the fear of being infiltrated and manipulated by the status quo establishment, and now everybody's carrying around all these devices where even if I or you decide to go to these meetings and you don't have a device, all these numbskulls have installed all these apps to have, where they've had to agree to the microphone and camera even to be accessed by these apps and devices. And when they established the fusion centers, if you remember that, they had an illegal commentary period that was too short. It's a public-private partnership between the various state and federal agencies. And the only reason I know about it is because it's a little bit of it made the news because they had to redo the commentary period. They're actually trying to sneak that in on us. And wow. Somebody sued and said, your commentary period is not legal, you know. Anytime that proposed implementing regulations are changed or proposed for these agencies, they have to publish it in the Federal Registry or and or local media or wherever, and get a, you know, 90-day or some prescribed amount of commentary from the public. They're probably going to do whatever the heck they want, but it almost, you know, it almost they got an assurance that they could because the public didn't raise enough of a ruckus about it. And then along came Snowden, but a lot of this stuff was already leaked out, and it was 7 years obsolete, but still... A lot of these phones can be tricked back into the 3G mode, mm-hmm. and that's where a lot of his tools that he leaked from the Advanced Network Technology Catalog were made or designed to operate in 3G mode. So you just, you know, the way they did it was they tricked the phones to go back to 3G mode. So you can bet that they've got all new backdoors in the software-defined radios. If you're going to go to a militia meeting or some kind of a, you know, political strategy meeting to try to affect your local politics, you got to make sure that everybody there is on the up and up and they're on the same page and they're not carrying these devices in with them. So there's the real rub about the First Amendment. Freedom of assembly has been gone for really probably decades.
Wow, great point, Mike. And here's the music. Thank you so much, Frederick. You have a great week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, as always. Have a great week.
And here comes the King of Sunday Night, Robert Ravel. Good night, everybody.
Robert.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.